Hello.
Hey, Jim. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know, whoever you're using to get your lawn mowed, their mower is too loud. It's exactly 23 decibels too loud. What?
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'll fire the son of a bitch.
Okay, just let him. No, you don't have to fire him. We're not trying to cause problems. I'm just saying it's 23 decibels too loud.
Dave,
what?
Are you being? Who? What's your last name, Dave?
Wilson.
Are you a member of the PCC?
Oh, of course. Yeah. With. I'm just letting you know about the noise problem. We've been getting complaints.
Dave, there is no noise problem, and I do not have anyone hired to cut my lawn. I cut my own lawn.
Okay, so it's you that owns the hobo lawnmower that's too loud. So get a new lawnmower.
I don't own a hobo lawnmower. You have me confused with someone else.
Well, we put sensors in your yard, and it told us that there was 23 decibels too many.
Dave.
When you, what?
Dave. If you're a practical joker,
no.
It's not very funny.
Not
to you. If you're a member of the PCC, you better come over and talk to me. Don't call me up.
Well, I don't want to come over because that's too inconvenient. That's why we have phones.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. You can go screw yourself.
Hey, don't. Do you want to get kicked out of this neighborhood?
Dave, you don't have the authority to kick me out.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, no, you don't.
The only thing you
can do is refer me to the adjudicatory panel.
Or
do you know who's on the adjudicatory panel?
We could just start levying random fines at you until you're forced out of the neighborhood. Because we don't have to put up with loud lawnmowers. It's 2016.
Dave.
Get an electric, idiot.
You must be joking, right?
No, you're the one that's joking. I'm trying to make a serious call and you keep laughing at me. Making
Dave,
threats and stuff.
You're an idiot.
Well, at least I own a nice lawnmower.
Dave, there is no requirement for noise levels on lawnmowers.
Oh, yes, there is. You look at your rule book. You'll find out.
Dave, I study the rule book all the time because I am on the adjudicatory panel.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
I'm the person who hears these cases that you idiots refer.
Well, if that was true, you would have a nicer lawnmower. That wasn't loud.
That may be true.
Yeah, it's completely
but
true.
But anyway, what day did you put these sensors in my yard?
We don't have to tell you. It's a part of the investigation.
Oh, okay. Dave, I tell you what.
Just letting you know, we checked.
You and whoever else is on your committee can go straight to hell.
I thought you were on the committee.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that.
I'm on the adjudicatory panel.
Yeah, well,
I'm on the adjudicatory panel.
Well, that's the low
not
rent.
On the panel.
That's the hobo community panel. Well, I'm with Fair.
Good day.
I'm with the homeowners.
I am too, Dave.
Oh, you just don't know. You don't know what you're talking about.
Dave, let me interrupt you for a second. Who's the current property manager?
Oh, I don't have to tell you anything because you're just making up names and just telling stories and stuff.
Okay, Dave. It's good to talk to you.
You too, bye-bye. Jim. Have a nice night. Get a new lawnmower. Okay, he's gone. Doot doot.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Frank Cormation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. This is episode 558, and it's brought to you by Chris J. Gobi, high school graduate, I Regret Jumping, and Jason B. Those are a few of the sponsors from Patreon. If you bump into any of those people online, please thank them for being supporters. Also, thanks to the new supporters, Dylan A., Shirley B., and the Holocron Record. That's a cool name. If you're a supporter of the show, you get extra shows every single week. I forgot to mention on the last show that in between the last show and the show before that, there were three different hobosodes which is the name of the show that I put out just for supporters. So if you're thinking the shows don't come quickly enough, just think you would have had three extra shows to listen to in between waiting. I did some hang up the phone calls on the last Hobosode and apologized to people for things that I would not admit to. You know, I didn't want to tell them why I was apologizing. I just wanted them to accept my apology. And I did some more metal detecting calls on the one before that. And then there was another one. I don't remember what I did on this one. It's called Keys and Trees, whatever that means. Oh yeah, I think that's where I was going and taking care of their trees. I was watering their trees for them, just to be a good neighbor. So you can listen to those by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. I would really appreciate it. So earlier today, I did a live show. And before you complain that you didn't know that there's going to be a live show, and you would have listened if you'd only known, it's your own fault, because I always mention that I announce the live shows on Twitter, and I usually remember to do that. I did that today. Twitter.com/phonelosers is the Twitter that you should be following and watching very closely for the two or three times a year I do a live show. It's your own dumb fault you missed it. It was a 3-hour long live show, and I just finished editing for about 2.5 or 3 hours, and I managed to edit it down to about 1 hour and 43 minutes. So because you missed the live show, you get to not listen to all of the boring crap from the live show. You only have to listen to the good stuff, and that's what we're going to play right now. Here is the live show from earlier today. So hey everyone, I'm going to do some live calls today on the YouTubes and on the Mixler and on the Shoutcast. I'm broadcasting on all the things today. But yeah, my plan today, I'm going to be calling some yard sales. Just random yard sales. Like, I've got an area picked out right now. I found one that has a phone number. I think a lot of the show is just going to be me searching for yard sales that has phone numbers on it, because usually that's kind of hard to come by. Or not hard to come by, you know, like every third or fourth one might have a phone number on it. This first one's an estate sale. I don't want to call estate sales. That's where someone just died. Okay, well, I'm going to start the show with me searching for a new thing to call. That one doesn't have a phone number. I'm just searching on Craigslist. I think I'm going to have a hard time. I think I'm going to at least not watch the Mixler chat. I don't know. It's going to be hard to watch the chats, I think. The YouTube chat's scrolling too fast. Everyone, like YouTube, they're trying to trick me. They're like, oh my god, Joe Rogan died. Rest in peace, Joe Rogan. They're all in on it. They're all telling me Joe Rogan died. So I'll announce it on my show. Good one, you guys. I totally believe that Joe Rogan is dead. Or maybe it's Seth Rogan. I don't know. It's one of the Rogans. These YouTube people are tricky. Maybe I should just watch the Mixler. That'll be easier to keep up with, and they won't do silly pranks on me and try and get me to announce fake news. Holy shit, none of these yard sales has phone numbers on them. And when I do find a phone number, it's not like it's going to pick up. The phone's just going to ring and ring. We'll get an answering machine, and I'll try again. That's how it usually goes on live shows. So don't yell at me when things are really slow. All right, clearing out our home before the move. Buy something. Pick what you want from the free things. Bathroom, cabinets, storage, chairs. Yeah, okay, let's try this one, see if they pick up. His name's Paul. If you have any ideas on what I should say to Paul about the stuff...
Oh, crap.
Didn't have the volume on.
Good morning.
Hey, calling about that yard sale.
Yard sale?
You don't have a yard sale? Aren't you guys moving?
I beg your pardon?
Aren't you guys moving?
Yes, we're moving.
Oh, I thought you were going to have like a clearing out your home type thing.
We did. We had a massive sale the day that got virtually rained off and rained out the day after the... the Sunday of the Lilac Festival. But were you looking for something in particular?
Well,
we have a few items left.
I thought you were going to have a sale today. It says today on Craigslist. Plus, I talked to Paul.
That would be impossible. I'll have to check. Or is it just an item that's listed on the Craigslist? We have a lot of things listed.
No. Paul, like, I talked to Paul personally at the store, and he said you guys are doing a thing on Sunday. And he's going to start at 9 in the morning.
Let me get him and have
fucking
him
Paul
talk with you about whatever.
I'm sick of Paul's fucking shit.
Huh?
I said I'm sick of Paul's fucking shit.
I beg your pardon?
But you didn't have, like, just a sale, like a normal yard sale?
We
like,
had a huge sale the day after the Lilac Festival. But let me find out what... I'll get Paul. He's right
The Warlock here. Festival.
Oh. Here's someone you talked to who... You talked to this person and told him we had a sale going on today. And it's all over Craigslist that there's a sale today at our house.
All over Craigslist. It's all over.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
Yes?
It's Brad. You remember from the store?
Brad?
Yeah, Brad.
How
you doing?
Okay, I don't remember talking to you, but what was it that you were interested in?
At the store? I thought you were going to do like a whole sale thing today where we could come out and like buy things.
What is it you're interested in that was in Craigslist? I put that up yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, you said there's going to be a sale. He said it starts at 9 a.m., we can come out. And I drove by there and like there's nothing out there, so I was afraid.
Well, you can come and look at it today.
Where are you guys moving to?
Yeah. Let's see. What was it, Brad? What was it on Craigslist? I put all the things that we had on the sale.
Yeah. You had like the French copper pans and cookware.
Yes, it's here. It's here.
Like, are those real copper or are they like
real copper? Real copper. But and they're French and they're and if you go check the web. And we have many of them. There's about 15 or 20 of them, and you can select from the ones that you want. If we can negotiate a fair price.
But it's like, are you sure it's real copper, not imitation copper? Like,
it's real copper. Real copper.
Are they near you?
Pardon me?
Are they near you? Like, can you go near them?
Yeah, you'd have to look at them. Some of them are unused.
You should have put pictures up.
Yeah. Okay. The address is 26 Court.
But can you go over there? Yeah, I know where it is. I drove by, and like, there's nothing out there on the lawn. Can you go over where the pans are and like, just?
They're in the kitchen. They're in the kitchen.
Can you?
They're all hanging.
Can you walk over there?
They're hanging, and some of them are on top of the shelves, and some of them are new.
Just go in there, then.
Yeah. So you'd have to look at them.
Are you there though? Like, can you walk over to them?
I want you
to bang the copper ones together, and I'm gonna. Measure the frequency that the sound makes over the phone, and it'll tell me if they're real copper or not.
Just come over and look at them, okay?
Why can't you just bang them on the phone?
Pardon me?
Why can't you just bang them? Bang them together on the phone, and I'll hear if they're real.
Yeah, they're real. They're real copper.
But how do we know that? It could be synthetic copper.
Yeah, real copper. You'd have to look at them.
Hey, how come your wife was giving me all that lip when I was talking to her earlier?
Okay.
How come she was doing that?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? No, it was a question. Like, how come she's giving me all that lip?
Okay. You're welcome to come look at them, okay?
Is your wife going to give me a bunch of lip if I come over?
Yeah, my wife can give you the directions.
Erections? What?
Okay, hi, this is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Do you know how to get here?
No, Paul was saying you were going to go over to the copper pots and bang them together because I want to make sure they're real copper.
Oh, they're real copper.
Yeah,
from France.
So that's why he was saying you were going to go over there and bang them together.
You want to do that?
Yeah. If you could just bang them together over the phone, and I'll just hear if they're real or not.
Oh, over the phone?
Yeah, I want to make sure it's not synthetic copper.
Okay, they're hanging, so let me see if I can reach them. How can I get... Maybe I can get the step stool.
Yeah, don't fall.
I'm kind of short, so... let me get
the You're wearing shorts?
Tool. And they're also extremely heavy.
Oh.
They're very heavy for pans. Well, pans these days.
Yeah.
Because they're not from Walmart.
Well, that's a good sign. It's probably real copper. It's not synthetic copper.
Oh, yeah. They're really heavy. The big skillet, I would have trouble actually pouring anything out of it because, like pouring grease off or something because
you're weak.
It's so heavy.
You're weak.
Let me see. Let me get the stool here.
You're a weak woman.
Huh?
Yeah, sounds heavy.
Just a second, I have to set the phone down to set up the stool.
Okay, all right. Okay. You guys, this is kind of boring, isn't it? This is a really boring call.
Bang them together.
That's what I was thinking, fucker pants. Chester Copperpot.
I'd have to take them down if I could just... Let's see.
Yeah, can you really bang them together? Like, really just bang, bang, bang.
Okay, well, let me take them down. I'll have to take them down.
Okay.
Let me see.
Like two of the copper ones.
Does that do it?
Well, you didn't really bang them together. You got to really bang, like you're playing the cymbals and like sing a song.
I did that.
No, that was like really weak.
Damn. They sound like a bell.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Not. Whoa. Can we sing songs while you do it? Like sing.
I beg your pardon?
Like, do you know Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Like sing that and like bang the pans to the beat of the music.
I can't sing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll sing with you. We'll sing together.
I can't sing.
We'll sing together. It'll be fine.
Joy to the world. Nord has come.
Oh, my God. That was awful. That was awful. Ew.
I told you I can't sing.
God.
I don't sing. Neither does my son. Anyway,
can we try again?
They're sick.
Okay.
But you can't hear them? Let me put the phone up by them.
Yeah, it sounds real.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. So can we just... I've got a device hooked up to the phone. I'm measuring the frequency that the bangs make to make sure it's real copper. Can you just do like...
Well, it is real copper. It's been tinned. We've had it re-tinned.
Can you do one grand finale? Just like bang them as hard as you can. Just...
No, I am not going to dent these things. I'm not going to ruin them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to destroy these by banging them together.
No, I don't want you to destroy it. Can you...
But you want me to hit them as hard as I can. That will not be good for the pans. They're perfectly solid, but, I mean, banging them together, that's inappropriate.
Okay, instead, like, just hold one by the handle and throw it as hard as you can across the room.
Throw it? Uh-uh. No, I'm not going to damage the house either.
Throw it on the ground.
What is it you want to know, for Pete's sake?
Throw it on the ground, just really, really hard.
No, I'm not going to do that to our wood floors. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that?
Well, you guys are moving. Who cares about the fucking floors?
Who cares about the fucking floors? Well, me, the new owners, that care about the fucking floors.
Well,
they're wood floors. You want me to drop this on the floor?
No, throw it at the floor.
How's that?
Do it again.
But the floor is a dent,
do it again.
By the way. Did you hear it?
Yes, but do it again. I wasn't recording.
Look, I can swear on 10,000 Bibles to you that these are real copper. We've had them re-tinned at least once, if not twice.
Oh.
So you don't re-tin non-real copper pans, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't re-tin non-copper pans. That'd be stupid.
And these have been re-tinned. They are somewhat dusty, I see, but they're fine. God, I don't...
can you sing Joy to the World while you throw pans at the floor?
No, I cannot.
Please?
I'm not going to throw pans at the floor. Our floors dent, and they aren't replaceable. They're wood floors. We've sold them, and we have a contract to maintain the house as it was purchased. Sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Okay, did that help in any way? It's not helping me.
Can you... Use the
handles are made out of brass, I guess. The handles are very heavy.
Yeah, do cymbals again, but use the phone as one of the cymbals.
What?
Use your phone as one of the cymbals. You know, bang
cymbals?
The
cymbals? What do you mean by a cymbal?
Bang the
phone. Throw the phone to the floor?
No, yes.
What?
Yes, please.
I'm not going to throw the phone at the floor. It falls apart. I've done this before. It falls apart.
No, I was saying, can you, like, play cymbals again, but instead of using a pan as one of the cymbals?
Cymbals? You mean putting the pans together?
Yeah, but instead of two pans together, use one pan and the phone and bang those together.
Like that?
Yes, but again. Why are you doing? Why are you doing all this?
What?
Why?
I know it sounds ridiculous. Why am I doing it? Because you asked me to.
Yeah, but I also said, who cares about the fucking floors? Why would you trust me?
I beg your pardon?
I also said, who cares about the fucking floors? Why would you trust me?
Why would I trust you? Wait, is this kind of a joke?
Yeah, I'm a prank caller.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't even live in that city.
Oh, my God.
I live in
you
Oregon.
Yeah, this was a really awful thing to do.
I know.
We're moving, and I am so pressed for time and so crushed. I can't even... But
this is like a little break from all the hustle and bustle of moving. And hello. Oh, my God, you guys. I guess she hung up. Wait, is she going to come back? Do I need to do the dial tone thing? Oh, no. There she goes. She hung up. Holy shit. I am exhausted now. What the fuck was all that? Why did all that happen? That was insane. What the fuck? I'm so confused. I don't know. She's saying joy to the world twice for me? That doesn't make sense. Holy crap. Fucker Pants says, how are you going to top that? I think you're correct, Fucker Pants. I think it's time to end this show. I did one call. It was pretty bizarre. And it's time to end the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. I appreciate you coming on here and listening. Thanks to the people that are super chatting on the YouTubes. It's very distracting. I'm clicking on the thing to see who super chatted, and it's just a blank screen, so I can't say thank you to you personally. I think that means I have to stay on until that pops up. It's just blank. Why is it blank? What the fuck? All right, let me find another yard sale. Man, both Paul and his wife were just weird. Like, I was saying weird shit about his wife, and he's just like, okay. His wife gets on and does everything I tell her to. He's got her trained.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
You know I'm having a yard sale, right? This is Paul. Paul, I'm your neighbor. I live over there on Snow Road.
Oh, okay.
And I'm having a yard sale today.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm just on the other side of the block.
Oh, okay.
Around the corner.
Okay.
Who do you think you are having a yard sale when I'm trying to have a yard sale and you're stealing all my customers? No, it's not funny.
I didn't post any. No, I didn't even post mine. I didn't know you were having one.
Oh, yes, you did. I see it on Craigslist. I'm not stupid. I looked on Craigslist. I see all your pictures. It says it starts at 8 a.m. until noon, the exact same hours mine has.
Uh-huh. I'll send them over after they leave.
Oh, no. They've been coming over, and they're like, oh, sorry, we already spent all our money over at that other lady's yard sale.
Oh, no, they didn't. I hardly sold anything.
Well, that's what they're telling me. Like, they're using you as an excuse not to buy anything from me.
Oh, well, there's tons of other yard sales today, isn't there?
Yeah, but I think you did this on purpose, just to steal my business.
You can have those for two.
Oh, you're not selling anything, and you're like, I can hear you selling things in the background.
Yes. Is there anything else?
My wife is going to come over there.
Okay.
And she's not going to buy anything. She just wants to smell all of the items. Oh. Let me call her right back. She must have dropped the phone.
Hello, please leave your name, number.
Come on. All right, one more try. That was Elkie's idea. Thanks a lot.
Hello, please leave your name, number, and message.
Thanks a lot, Elkie. Man, YouTube chat just scrolls by way too fast. I don't know what to do. Ah, viewer activity, it's up. Thank you, Rocky, for the $2. Thank you, 15 fake account, for your pretend money. Whatever a sec is. Danger Dave and Trump Tard. And none of you left comments. You're supposed to, like, you know, say a thing and make me say a thing on the show. Durr. Trump Tard says floor fucked. I guess he said that while she was fucking her floor. Fucking up her floor. So thanks, everyone. I'm looking for the next place now. Here, let me try her back one more time.
Hello?
Hey, my wife's going to come over there. I was trying to tell you about that. She's going to smell things. Can I put her on the phone real quick?
Okay, that's very odd.
What's odd?
That she's going to smell things. Is this some sort of joke?
Here you go, honey.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Carol.
Yes?
We're having a yard sale, too. We're just, like, right around the corner.
Okay.
I'm going to come over. Like, do you still have the Mario and Luigi dolls?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come.
The backpacks?
Yeah, I'm going to come over and smell those.
Okay.
I'm going to put one at each nostril and just. I'm just going to.
Okay, very odd. Very odd.
No, don't judge me. Don't judge. Oh.
She's not open to anything different. Everything just has to be. Just completely normal with her. Whatever. Oh, there's a good idea. Danger Dave says you should call us the HOA and demand part of the profits from the yard sale. But I don't know if they're in an HOA area. So, instead, I'll just say I'm from the city. You know, just do the same thing as the city.
Hello?
Hello, Helen?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the city of Bakersfield. It's Roy.
And so?
Okay, well, don't be smart with me, lady. I was calling to find out how much you've made at your yard sale so far.
About yesterday, $3.
$3, okay. And you know you have to give 40% of that to us, right?
No.
Yeah, so that's $1.20. How much have you made today?
Nothing so far. And I'm not going to sell anything else. I didn't know I had to pay you. It said free.
What's free?
The Porterville and Visalia Tulare yard sale said it was free. You listed it free.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the newspapers. I'm from the city. You know, the city hall, city chamber of commerce, city people, city.
And don't talk to me like don't get smart.
Well,
I don't believe you. I think you're scamming.
No, I'm not scamming.
So don't.
I'm just saying you better claim this on your taxes. I'm not asking for money. I'm just saying you have to claim this on your taxes. You owe us 40%, motherfucker.
Well, I don't owe you anything.
Well, I'm a part of the city, so yes, you do. And she's gone. I think I should try that one again. Not her, but, you know, another one. And she wasn't even in Bakersfield, because I'm doing nearby yard sales. Oops. Mikatan wants me to ask if anyone's guarding the yard sales. You know, would anyone notice if I steal things? Okay. Oh, there's another good idea. I need to open my notepad. Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Uh-huh.
This is Steve Dave from the city. And
okay.
We just need to find out what your profits are at right now. Because, you know, we got to collect our 40%.
You're funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
You're calling from a 509 area code.
You can't.
What city are you calling?
You can't just cheat on your taxes, sir. You got to give give a portion of it to the government.
Okay, what's your name and your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Okay.
I'm just with the city. We don't have ID numbers.
City of who?
You want my social security number or something? No, look, hey, sell down. I'm just kidding. I was wanting to know, how late are you going to be there today? Oh, come on. I was going to try and, do a new one. Mike has a great idea about work release convicts. Now I've got super chats coming in with ideas for to do calls with. And I can't guarantee I'm going to do those ideas. But I will try, because a couple of them are pretty good. All right, here, let me just read them all. Individual intent. Here's an idea for now or for the future. Check the snowplow email called A Robot Named Marty. What? You're telling me to check my email for something? I'm not going to do that right now. In the middle of a show. Here's the part of the show where I check my email and look for things. But thank you, individual intent. I will see it eventually. Brian Keller says, tell someone you crashed on the way and they're liable. That could be fun. Or I could do the Dwight thing. Dwight likes doing this thing. I don't have the sound effect ready, but he'll be talking to someone on his cell phone. And while he's talking to them, he gets in a major car crash. Has a bunch of sound effects set up for it. I'm on my way to your yard sale. I'm dying. I still can't get over that first call, you guys. What the hell was that? She sang to me. She kept crashing her phone against copper pots. I should have asked her to take off all her clothes and see if she did that. Because I kind of think she would have. She kind of resisted everything at first, but then she eventually did it. She's throwing the pans on the floor.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your garage sale. How late's that going to be happening? It just says it starts at 8 in the morning.
Oh, so we're probably going to be out here almost the whole afternoon, probably around 4 or 5.
Okay, cool. I'm actually calling from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility over here. And I needed to let you know we're going to be coming in with a bus full of prisoners. They're just going to kind of show up and we're going to browse around. They're going to use their commissary money and just buy a few things. So you might make a bunch of sales today.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds great.
Yeah, they're you can't let them buy sharp things though, okay? So you gotta tell them no.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep, anything with metal in it, basically. Anything metal and pointy, don't let them have those.
Okay.
But, yep, we're gonna have, it's gonna be about 3 dozen prisoners. They're all gonna be in prison uniforms and everything.
Okay.
And, how much security do you have there?
None, just me and my husband.
Okay, well, it's just me watching the prisoners today.
Okay, here, why don't I put you on the phone with my husband? He's sitting right here.
How come?
He might hear.
Can't you handle it?
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Roy from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. And
cool.
I was calling to let you know we're going to be bringing in a bus full of prisoners to come and visit your yard sale.
A bus full of prisoners to visit my yard sale?
Yeah, just about 3 dozen of them. And they've all got, their commissary money. And we're just going to spend, maybe an hour just browsing around, looking at things, and they might buy some things for themselves.
All right. Sounds good to me.
And they're not allowed to buy pointy, sharp things. So don't
all
let,
right.
like don't, you got to watch them. You got to be careful. Don't sell them any pointy, sharp things.
All right. Sounds good to me.
And a lot of these people, they could steal things. So you've got to really watch them. Are you both going to be there to watch them?
Are you guys going to be having people supervise them?
Well,
otherwise, I don't think that's going to be a good idea.
It's just me. I'm driving the bus right now. We're going to be there in about 10 minutes. It's just me today. We don't have the budget for extra guards or anything.
So it's just you and 20 prisoners?
3 dozen. So that'd be 36.
36 prisoners?
Yep. Yeah, they're not violent prisoners, but, you know, a lot of them are thieves and sex offenders and stuff. Is it going to be okay if we come, if some of them come in to use your bathroom? Because a lot of them are saying they got to use the bathroom.
No.
Why not?
Who is this?
This is Roy.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Chili Pepper Roy? Correctional Facility.
A Chili Pepper Correctional Facility?
Correct.
I don't think this is real.
Oh, no, it's completely real.
I don't think anything you're talking about is real.
No, it's completely real. I just, you know, they need to use the bathroom. Like, what's wrong with that? You don't let people use the bathroom?
No, we don't let criminals
and
sex offenders.
They're in the process of being reformed.
That's too bad. They can wait until you guys get back to wherever you are. They can hold it for an hour.
They're probably going to badger you. No, it was a long bus ride here. They're probably going to badger you to use your bathroom. So just in case they succeed,
thank you so much for your time.
Like, take your prescription medications out of the bathroom. Because we, okay. That was Mike's idea. Thanks, Mike. In the YouTubes. Paradise Parks Inc. wants me to say I'm coming to set up my own table. That's a super chat. Ska Tarest just says thank you. Trump Tard says print calling 10 bots. Love you, Brad. No homo cacks too. All right. I'm so happy that I encouraged people to leave notes with their super chats. And over on the Mixler, people are saying, why doesn't Brad read the Mixler chat? Like, Mr. Biggs is complaining about it constantly. So's Ella and Ron. They're all like, King Richard says, I suck in the show. He's just trying to get more people to listen to his show. I'm probably interfering with one of his live shows, aren't I, King Richard? Are you doing one today? He always records on the weekends, but I forget when. I can't keep up with all the shows. I think I did a show over Justin today. Hopefully Justin doesn't freak out and try to ruin my life. Sorry, Justin. All right, here we go. Here's one. Garage sale. Little of everything. Big sale. I kind of want to do the prisoner thing again, but I also want to do this other idea of what's his face? Brian. I crashed. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Yeah.
I was on my way over there just about an hour ago. Like, how late are you going to be open there today?
Well, until nobody comes. Oh. How late do you want me? How late can you make it?
Well, I was going to be there, like, maybe over, you know, about 40 minutes ago, but I got in a car wreck on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm a little, I don't know, my neck hurts and stuff. But yeah. Nobody got seriously injured. I mean, unless I have neck problems for life, which I might. Because, oh my gosh, it's, ugh, my, it's.
Where was it?
I was close over to the interstate, kind of like, but not, I'm it's in Post Falls.
Huh.
I don't know, but
were you hungry?
Yeah, it wrecked my car pretty bad, though. And the police officer, you know, they showed up and took a report and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they're telling me that since I was on the way to your yard sale, that you're liable for the damages to my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Well, no, it's coming straight from a police officer. He told me this because he took the report for the crash, and he says it wasn't my fault. He said it wasn't either of our faults. He said the crash itself is actually your fault. Because I was on my way to...
So if you're on your way to Yolks Market and you have an accident, Yolks Market's responsible?
I don't go to Yolks Market.
I'm straight. I use that just as a reference.
Yeah, that's a dumb reference. No, it's already been decided that you're responsible for the damages to my car.
Sir.
And...
Listen. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Why'd you put me on speaker?
Huh? Because I'm away from the phone right now.
Nope.
I'm having the yard.
No, I can hear you. And then also, you told some guy to listen. Like you want to make fun of me.
No.
That's what it seems like.
No, my grandson was out here, and I told him to listen for a minute to me telling him something, not have anything to do with
you. Oh, weird. No, it sounded like completely different to me for some reason.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, I'm going to need you to pay for the damages to my car. And I'm going to give the other person that was involved in the accident, I gave them your phone number. And they're going to get in touch with you, too, because there was some damage to their car.
Who was the officer that took the...
Don't worry about it. And I'm going to get an estimate tomorrow. I'm going to take it into the shop. And we'll send you a bill.
Okay, where's the police report?
They took it. I've got the police report number and everything.
Okay, what is it?
And my car is an 87 Honda. So it's a nice car.
Okay, but what's the police report number?
Well, you know what? I'll give that to you with the estimate. I'll bring it by tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to your garage sale today because my car is not drivable anymore because you wrecked it.
Oh, okay. What time did this happen?
Just about 40 minutes ago. And the tow truck just took my car away, and I'm walking home.
Oh, who is the tow truck?
Don't worry about it. Like, why do you need to know that? Like, what are you, some kind of a scammer?
I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're taking this very seriously, but, you know, you definitely have to pay for the damages to both of our cars. And possibly my doctor bills if this neck kink doesn't go away.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Is your grandson getting a good listen to all of this?
No, he left.
Oh, yeah, right. It doesn't seem like you're away from the phone. It didn't seem like you had to put me on speaker. It just seems like you did for no reason at all, except to let somebody listen in on this conversation.
No. I'm way across the hall from the phone.
Are you just denying, you know, paying my my car crash repair?
Oh, definite.
No, I'm just saying, are you doing it because you're racist?
No.
It kind of seems like you are.
Oh. Well, I think you may have the police department call me.
Oh, no, I'm just going to bring the estimate by, and you have to pay it. We don't want to have to take you to court.
Okay, take me.
Well, no, I don't want to have to take you to court.
I understand.
Because then you'll have to pay for the court costs, too, when I win.
Yeah, I think my insurance company would take yours to court, so...
Well, your insurance company is going to have to pay for the car crash that you got me involved in. Because I wouldn't have been on the way over if I didn't see your Craigslist ad.
Okay. Alrighty, well. I'll let you go.
So do you still have that bread maker?
Yes.
Can you set that aside for me? Like, how much is that?
It's $20.
Oh, that's perfect. Would you take 15?
Well, not at this point.
Why not? Because you're racist?
Because I opened my garage sale. I'm going to give other people a chance full bread.
I really wanted to get the bread maker, but you caused me to have a car crash, so now I can't make it over there because I'm too far away.
Oh. Well, we'll discuss it later, I guess, then, when you can.
Okay, well, if nobody else buys it, can I have it for 15?
Pardon me?
Well, can you just set it aside and I'll pay 20? Just set it aside. Don't sell it. I'll pay 20. When I bring over the estimate for my car repairs.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Roy.
And your last name?
Do you think maybe we could just pay for the car repairs and stuff?
No.
Because you have that Afghan too.
Pardon?
You have that Afghan too. Did anyone buy the Afghan?
Oh, the Afghan?
Afghan.
What's that?
I don't know. It's like a big bed, you know, it's a blanket.
I say Afghan, yeah.
No, it's an Afghan.
Okay.
It's pronounced Afghan, stupid.
Okay, well, I got a customer, so I've got to go now.
Wait, is the customer right there?
No.
Well, can you go out by near the customer and leave speakerphone on, please?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not? I want to say curse words and get them
well,
right.
Well, I don't. Thank you.
All right. Well, I enjoyed that one. Thanks for the idea. Brian. Thanks, Brian, for that one. Paradise Parks wants me to say I'm setting up my own table. That's one I've done before, and that's always fun. So I think I want to do that next. Why are you calling my show?
Because I like to talk to you, dog. What's going on? How's your Sunday?
It's all right. I'm just looking up garage sales, trying to find another one.
Hey,
with the
actually,
phone
now
number.
That I have the phone, I have a question. How much money do you make before taxes? Just out of curiosity.
$78,000.
What? Yo, I'm a patron, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
In case you cared.
Thanks for supporting. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Where's my pin?
Thanks for asking how much I make on the air.
Listen.
What's your name?
What's for lunch? Riley.
Oh, hey, Riley. This isn't the Riley.
Hey.
You're like an imitation Riley.
Hey. I'm the fake one?
Yeah, you're like East Coast Riley.
Literally, though. Yep. Vermont. If there's any Vermont listeners.
Yeah, I didn't want to say your state because I didn't want to dox you.
What are they going to do?
That's true.
Sign me up for the...
As long as you're okay with it. Hey, everyone, Riley's phone number is 802.
Nah. It's 505-204-7920.
We're calling up, it's an estate sale. They probably...
Perfect. I'll act like your manager.
They probably died.
Pour one out.
I should be like, I'm calling about your estate sale. Who died?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to attend the funeral because I'm really hungry for food.
Your call has...
Well, it looks like you fucked it up. They didn't answer, so I'm going to have to hang up on you.
For that one.
Huh?
I said S in the chat. Pour one out for that person.
Yeah, everybody pour one out for the estate sale people. I can't find another one with a phone number, so I guess I'm just going to have to hang up on you.
No, one more.
I tried.
Last one.
I'm looking.
Use one of your old lists.
It's another estate sale. Well, I'm just doing yard sales today.
Okay. Hey, Brad. Next episode, can you blame everything on me?
Okay. I'll do that.
Anything that goes wrong, it's my fault.
Next episode, even if I say someone else, it's Riley's fault.
Yep.
Hi, you've reached Building Dreams Enterprises. I'm sorry, we're not available to answer your call.
Oh, it's like a company that does estate sales or something, maybe. I don't know. That's my guess. You're messing everything up. You're ruining my show.
I know. How often do people call in? I feel like that's like a really rare occurrence.
I think you may have been the only person that called in today, because I didn't tell anyone to call in, but you decided to just break the rules and call in.
Well, you don't have to be an asshole about it.
And I picked up.
I mean, I'm just calling into your show.
I know. No, it's fine.
You have to bite my head off.
I'm sorry. Estate liquidation. What's that mean? Like they're losing their house? The bank's taking it? Or is that just another dead person?
When they die, they stop paying the bills. And their family doesn't care. So the bank takes it over.
Wow. All right, I'm tired of you. Bye.
Can we prank call? Wait, prank call my dad.
No. Is he doing a yard sale today?
No. Hey, let me look up a yard sale.
Fuck your dad then.
Told him, didn't I? Neil sent in a super chat. He wants me to define cactus. The fuck does that mean? Alexa, define cactus.
The noun cactus is usually defined as any of numerous succulent plants of the family Cactaceae, of warm, arid regions of the New World, having fleshy, leafless, usually spiny stems, and typically having solitary, showy flowers.
There you go. You're welcome, Neil. And Axpa wants me to rub some cacti on his windshield. Okay, Axpa. Big yard sale Sunday. Oh, there we go. Their featured image is a digital camera. Like a little Instamatic thing. Because people want those these days in 2019. Everyone wants a standalone digital camera. All right, that one had a phone number and I'm still looking. Why am I still looking? Just stop. Just stop, Brad. Just start making calls. What are you doing? Okay, I'm done. Here we go. I'm going to call the first one. What did I want to do? Oh, yeah, I want to set up my own table like Brian. No, not Brian. Paradise Parks Inc. wants me to do. Chisu did a super chat and says, I've had diarrhea for a week. Help me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. Kelly is having a all kinds of stuff sale. One man's junk is another one's treasure. That's a weird thing for Kelly to say. Not that I'm making any assumptions about gender in 2019. I don't want any trouble. I don't want to get boycotted for saying the wrong thing. Gotta be careful these days. Hello? Kelly? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, Kelly? Hello? It's hard to hear you. What happened to your phone? I just kind of hear you like off in the background. It sounds like the phone's dangling. I heard a laugh. Kelly? 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 Why can't I hear you? Is it just a bad connection? It sounds like it's your phone, to be honest. Whoa.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Thank God.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey. This is Brad. I called about that yard sale. You're still having it, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a great tree sale, yeah.
You have a great big Pete? What?
Where are you located?
I'm here in town. I'm here in the same town. I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be coming over here in just a little bit to your yard sale.
Oh, no, it's not going. I'm not home today.
Oh, I thought you were having a yard sale.
No, I didn't say anything about yard sale. I have some pieces to sell. But I'm not home today. I'm sorry. I won't be home today. I'm already out.
No, it's in the garage sale section on Craigslist. You listed it under garage and moving sales.
Oh, that was wrong. I better fix that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that.
Well, no, I've got it taken care of. I'm coming over with a table. Ah, Kelly hung up. God damn it, Kelly. All right. This next one is an indoor sale. Oh, this is perfect. Oh, wait, no. Part of it's outdoors. Just the lawn furniture's outdoors. The rest of it's all inside. Moving sale, furniture, clothes, house, decor, Dennis. So out in the driveway, it's just, it's just tables and chairs. There's a hammock, a big umbrella table, stuff like that. Like the garage.
Hello,
oh, hello, Dennis?
Yes.
Hey, I was calling about your, what is it, a house sale? You have to go inside?
Well, we do have some furniture that was just too large to bring outside, so.
Oh, you're weak.
We have some furniture in the sun.
Oh, you're weak. Okay.
And then,
I'm gonna
we have some stuff outside.
Yeah. Is there enough room in the driveway still? Like, is there spare room in the driveway?
Could pull in with a trailer or something? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm going to set up a table, and I'm going to sell some things in your driveway.
What are you going to sell in my driveway? I have people coming in and out of it.
Oh, no, I'll just be off to the side, you know. I've got some knickknacks. I've got picture frames. I don't know. I've got some vases. I'm selling them myself, though. Like, I'm just going to sell some things. I've got oil lamps. I've got an old record player.
We haven't had any customers. I would say you'd be wasting your time because we've had all day, maybe three people stop.
Yeah, but I'm going to try.
I think.
I put another ad up. I put one up on, did you put one up on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't know if my wife did or not.
Yeah. I saw your ad on Craigslist. I put one up on Facebook Marketplace also. So I think we might get more customers. So I'm on my way with the table. I'm going to set up a table and I have got a chair and I'm going to sell some of my things. Got some old.
I would say don't put it in your driveway.
Oh no, I'm going to put it in your driveway because your driveway is not even that full. You've just got that lawn furniture out there mostly.
I have people coming to pick up the lawn furniture, so I don't want to block the driveway.
Oh, okay. I'll just push the lawn furniture over to the side since it's already sold, and I'll make room for my table. I'm just going to set it up on the side.
You'll be out in the sun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I'm from Texas. I don't mind a little bit of sun. I ain't afraid of no sun.
Yeah, I don't think I want it.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just going to show up. I've got an 8-foot table, and I've got tons of knickknacks. I've got some boxes I'm going to put in front of the table. I've got a free box even.
No.
I've got a box of old stuffed animals and puzzles and stuff. Those are free. Oh, I wasn't finished telling Dennis what all I have. That's not how you spell Dennis.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I hit it with my button, but it's okay.
I wasn't finished.
We don't want anything here.
I wasn't finished telling you what I have. I have some answers.
It doesn't matter. I don't want anything put up.
You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to do it all myself. I'll take the money myself and everything. I've got my own little cash box. I've got ones.
No.
If you need any extra ones, I got a bunch of ones.
No.
So I'm going to be there in about 10 minutes, and I'm going to set up my table.
No, I'll call the sheriff then.
No, don't call the sheriff.
No.
I'm just trying to, it's a community.
Then get.
Your yard sale in the community, right? Like, I have a legal right to be there.
No.
No, it's fine. Yes, I do. I'm just going to hang out in your driveway and set up a table.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm to the middle of the road. You're not hanging out in there, so... I'm calling the sheriff. I'm calling the sheriff now and telling him you're on your way.
No, okay, I'll do it in the sidewalk then.
That's fine. You can do it on the sidewalk because there isn't any sidewalk.
But
I own to the middle of the road.
No, not in the middle of the road, just on the side of the road. I'm just going to set up
to the middle of the road, and I said no.
No, you don't. Don't be silly.
You're not coming.
I'm going to set up like right in front of your driveway. Like, Dennis is not a fan of working together. Hijinx wants me to do the lemonade stand thing. Yes, I need to add that to the next one. Biz yard and shop sale. So is this a business? That might be even funnier if it's a business. Like, what business is this? I can't tell. Is this a business or is this someone's driveway? I guess we're going to find out. We're going to call RJ. We're going to be co-business owners now. Come on, RJ. RJ's selling jewelry. Oh, hey, RJ! RJ? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Hello.
Hey, RJ, it's Brad. I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes. I'm on the way now in my van. Okay?
Yeah.
And I've got a table, and I'm going to set up a table out in front. And I'm going to sell some of my stuff. And also...
Who is this?
My name is Brad.
Right.
Yeah, I live here in Caldwell.
Yeah, No, go ahead.
Also, my daughter is coming with me. She's got her own little table. She's selling lemonade today. She's going to sell lemonade, and I'm going to sell knickknacks. I have, like, some vases.
Well,
some
picture
frames.
We haven't really had a lot of people today.
Yeah,
because I was thinking about closing up early.
Oh, no, don't do that, because I put up another ad for you. I put one up on Facebook Marketplace.
I know, that's where my daughter does it.
Oh, well, I found your ad on Craigslist. I thought Facebook Market. I have more followers on Facebook, so you'll probably get more people since I put an ad up.
Do I know you?
No, I just live here in town. But I'm going to set up a table. I'm going to sell knickknacks, and I've got like a bunch of answering machines and puzzles. And I've got a
probably not this weekend though, cuz I'm a mechanic too.
Oh no,
why I was going to close it up early.
No, I'm on my way. I mean, you can close up if you want, but I'm going to stay out in front. I'm going to stay out in front with my table, and I'm just going to stick it out.
Yeah, not at my place, you're not.
No, I am. I'm just going to stick it out.
You're not going to push. No, you're not.
We're just
I don't know who you are, but you ain't.
We're just going to stay till like maybe 4 o'clock.
No.
Maybe.
No, you're not. You don't call me and tell me you're going to do something.
Like maybe,
this is my place.
I know, but
like I don't care what you're going to set up.
Don't be.
You ain't coming out to my house and setting your shit up in my yard.
What?
I don't know who you are.
You call my daughter's lemonade stand shit? Oh, fucking RJ. He needs to fix your car while you watch his yard sale. Yeah, I think it's some kind of a business. There's a bunch of cars and stuff in the back. And he said he's a mechanic. It looks like it's just a storage unit or something. It's just like filled with crap. But he's got it all out on tables. And they're like plywood tables. On sawhorses. What a hobo. Alright, this next one is in a residential area, an actual yard. I want to do that one more time. I want to try that one more time on this one. Mr. Big says it's good lemonade. Everyone thinks so. Check out the reviews at lemonparty.org.
Hello.
Hey, hello. This is Brad. I'm calling about your yard sale.
Okay. What can I do to help you?
Well, I'm coming over with a table. I'm going to set up a table out in front, and I'm going to sell things too. At your yard?
Okay.
I'm going to set it up. What?
We've just pulled everything in and we're shutting her down.
Oh, cool. So
it's getting too hot out there for us.
Oh, don't be a pussy. Come on. It's I've got an umbrella. I'm going to sit there with an umbrella. I ain't no pussy. But yeah, I'm going to set up a table in your driveway and I'm going to sell some things. Just for a couple hours. I mean, come on, it's barely past noon, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Too hot.
This is a residential area, and so I don't think it'd be good to set up a commercial booth.
No, it's not a commercial booth. I don't run a business or anything. I'm just setting up a table. I've got a bunch of knickknacks for sale. I've got a crock pot. I've got some dishware. I've got a bunch of clothes.
Well, just across the street.
Across the street? What do you mean?
And over a block from us is a guy that's still running his yard sale. And he's at the end of a cul-de-sac, so it's a very large area with no homes
cul-de-sac.
To set up by him.
Yeah, that sounds like nobody would see it because it's way back there. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, they'll come in there for a yard sale. All you do is follow the signs there.
Yeah. No.
It'll lead you right to them.
No, it's cool. I'll just do your driveway because you're putting everything away, so I can just use the space since you're putting your stuff away. I've got a big table, like an 8-foot-long table, and my daughter's coming with me. She's going to sell lemonade. I've got my dog with us. The dog's just going to hang out here. It's a very friendly dog. All the kids that come to the yard sale can pet it. I got some power.
What I've already told you was no.
Yeah. Well, no.
I also told you this guy down the street.
Yeah, but
just run down there and.
You're being unreasonable though. I've got some pants and some shirts and stuff I'm going to sell on a table in your driveway.
The only thing unreasonable is to call somebody on the phone you don't know and tell them you're going to set up a
selling table.
Well, you ought to keep yours going. Keep yours going, you know?
I wasn't born yesterday.
I can tell. You sound like you're 100.
No, but I'm 70.
Close enough.
So I'm old enough to know better.
Same thing. But yeah, you should just keep yours going. Let's be co-business partners. Let's
to the guy down the street here.
No, I'm going to set it up in your driveway.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. My daughter is going to sell lemonade. You can't say no to my daughter. She's selling.
What are you, some kind of weirdo or something?
It's good lemonade.
Nah.
There's reviews.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
But sir, I've got mirrors and knickknacks. I'm just looking at the stuff he has on his yard sale. Nobody wants to work together. Individual Intent wants me to tell them they need to cancel their yard sale because the city is coming to dig a hole in their yard on a Sunday. Come on. That's a super chat. Thank you, Individual Intent, for that. I might do it. Maybe. I don't know. Will they believe it, though? I mean, like, it's Sunday. Cities don't work on Sundays. Oh, this guy doesn't even have an address on his. Wait.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Yes?
It's on Craigslist, but you were a stupid. You didn't put the address on there, so how do I know how to get there? Oh, God. All right, why did I do that? I ruined it. That's my fault. But really, I mean, it's a moving out of state sale. Start time today. Google Map. There's no dot on the map, but just like in the middle of the city. All right, so this next one is possibly not a yard sale. It's two old stoves, one generator, not sure if they work. It's just a guy selling a couple of things. It's not actually a yard sale. It has the address, though, and it has his name. It's Pete. Good old Pete. What am I going to say to this guy? Yeah, Areola, I should have offered to split the profits with that guy. That would have helped sweeten the deal for him. Maybe I should say I'm going to set up a table and I'm going to sell multi-level marketing opportunities. But this guy's not even doing a yard sale, so.
Hello?
Hey, Pete?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Brad. How's your yard sale going today?
Going pretty good. How you been?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
I'm actually not having one today, but everything's good.
Oh, you listed it in the yard sale section. So anyway, I'm coming over with a table. I'm going to set up a table in your yard and I'm going to sell some things too.
You can't do that, man. I'm not even having a garage sale.
Well, I know,
I couldn't do that anyway.
Yeah. I didn't think you were. Cause like it just shows you're selling a generator and a stove and stuff. Did you sell them yet?
Yeah. I'm actually going to put them up for free. You want them?
No, but no, you should put them out because I'm going to put a table up in your yard and I'm going to sell some things.
You can't do that.
Have you had people showing up, like driving by and looking and wondering where the yard sale is?
No.
Well, you don't know. I mean, they may have drove by and you just didn't see them.
But well, I don't think I even have the address up there.
Oh, no, you do. 13, right?
Yeah, that's not even my address.
Who's the address? Why would you put someone else's address?
Because I'm just trying to get rid of it. It's not an actual garage sale.
But why would you put a fake address?
It's not a fake address. It's a friend of mine's business.
What's the business?
Anyway, you can't do that. I wouldn't let you do that even if I was having a garage sale.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Like, yeah, sorry about that.
What kind of is this business open?
No, you can't do it anyway because the cops are going to come kick you out of there.
No, they won't. I'm going to do it on the public.
You can't go to my yard and you can't have a garage sale in my yard.
I'm going
to
do it on the public. Hey, sir. Did I get kicked off of YouTube? Holy shit. I just noticed YouTube's not coming in anymore. Wait. What happened? I didn't end the stream. Did the music get it kicked off? No, I'm live. It just doesn't show how many viewers I have right now. Am I on YouTube, you guys? It doesn't matter. I'm getting ready to end the show anyway, but what happened? I tried to play music that wasn't going to get me kicked off. Oh, no, it says I'm live now. And if I go to it, can I hear it? Okay, yeah, I'm live. It's fine. The chat room was being really quiet. What the hell, chat room? Do I need to refresh? I think I am having internet problems. I think I am being DDoSed. Please stop DDoSing me, everyone. Okay, so I don't know. Shit's getting weird here. I feel like my minutes are numbered on this show. I appear to still be online. I can go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and there it says right there, I'm online. I can listen to my own show. But I'm no longer on the live page. And wait, I guess I can go to this page and see the chat room. But anyway, fuck it. I'm just going to keep doing the show. It looks like I'm still online. I guess. YouTube chat is broken, says Stallman. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because like I didn't see new stuff coming in. All right, fuck YouTube. I'm just going to keep an eye on the Mixlr chat for the rest of the show, which isn't going to be too much longer. Any ideas, Mixlr chat? What am I saying to this next person whose name is Laurel? Laurel has power tools, bikes, camping gear, a lawnmower, a wheelbarrow. You know those wheelbarrows? Hey, Neon Light Bjork. How you doing? They sold my GPS tracer? What? It's so weird that YouTube's being all crazy at me.
You have reached the voicemail box of a...
But I've also had computer problems the past few days. Okay, here's the one that has the digital Instamatic camera. She's holding the camera and she's also got a lighter in her hand. Can't put that lighter down. She's got a lighter with money wrapped around it. I want to do this sort of idea oh man, Stallman's. Electronics, baby and woman stuff.
Hello?
Hey, Nicole?
Huh?
Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was at your yard sale. I bought the thing, you know, the machine, the electronic thing, you remember the thing?
I don't know what a thing is. I've sold a lot of things.
Well, the electric thing.
Okay, can you be more specific on the electric thing?
Was it digital? Was it like a camera or a speaker thing? You know the speakers?
Yes, the what kind of speakers?
The one, they're like black and they have big cone things inside of them.
How long ago?
Not that long ago. You don't have to give me a third degree. Well, I got it home and I opened it up. You know, I took it apart.
Okay.
And there's a GPS tracker inside. Why'd you sell me a working, like, why are you trying to track where I live? That's weird.
I don't know what you're talking about, because the only speakers I had for sale are still sitting here.
No, not the speakers, the other thing. You know, remember I bought the thing, the electronic thing? The electric thing?
You gotta be more specific than electric thing. Electric thing could be electric anything.
You know, I don't know what it is at this point, because it's got basically, you sold me the GPS tracker with a housing on it. With an unusual...
Can you send me a picture?
I can't get pictures on my phone.
Why can't you get pictures on your phone?
Because my phone's stupid. Can I have you send it to a different phone number?
Is that why you have the digital camera? Like, do you use the digital camera to take pictures?
Dude, I don't even know what you're fucking talking about, because if there's a GPS tracker in there, I sure as the hell did not put that in there, dude.
You shouldn't be tracking your customers' movements like that. That's not cool.
You think I'm tracking you, dude? You think I'm going to go to... I don't even know who the fuck you are. You think I'm going to go to the length of tracking who the hell you are, like, and where you're going. You are fucking crazy, dude.
Are you planning to come to my house and, like, steal it back from me or something? Because this thing's got to be expensive.
What are you even talking about? You know the most expensive thing in my yard sale is still fucking here, and it's a soda machine.
Yeah, but how many other things have GPS trackers inside of them?
F-
fucking nothing because I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
You're invading
I don't even know how you got my fucking number.
You're invading my privacy. Like, why would you do
so
this?
So technically, you're the one fucking calling me and being a fucking creeper on me because I don't even know who you are. I don't even know what I fucking supposedly sold you. And you said not long too long ago. Like, what? Not too long ago? Like a week ago or like a month ago or when?
Don't be a bitch about it. You're invading my privacy.
I am not invading your goddamn privacy because you're the one who's fucking calling me and telling me I'm fucking stalking you. Dude, I don't even know who you are, where you're from, or what you even fucking bought from me. So you know what? Take that GPS tracker and shove it up your ass because I don't know what it is. I'm not on it, and you can go fuck off.
You're probably watching me on your phone right now because there's a camera on this thing. Oh, there she goes. Whoa. That got real. I was hoping she'd help me out and tell me what she sold, but she wouldn't tell me anything. Man, this is so weird about YouTube. What happened? It just says this operation is unavailable now. Sorry, YouTube. If you want to get in on the chat room, though, YouTube listeners, you should go to this the URL that's scrolling on the bottom of the screen. It's the Mixlr one. There's a chat room on there. It is mixlr.com/isthisthingon. Go there. And you can be in the chat room. It'll be fun. Fucking YouTube. Let me call Nicole back.
What do you want, dude?
Hey, I took the battery out of the tracker. You can't track me anymore, Nicole.
Okay, good for you, dude. Because I'm not tracking you. I don't know why you think you're so special that I would track you.
I know you're not tracking me because I took the battery
out.
Who
are you, dude? What is it? What is this electric thing you're even talking about? Because I'm trying to even understand or comprehend a GPS tracker and something because I'm trying to even think of what I sold you. How long ago did I sell this to you?
You're just asking which one it is so you know which person to track, but you know which one it is? It's the one
you're stupid, dude.
It doesn't work anymore because I took the battery out. You didn't expect...
Okay, good. Okay, now tell me what it is since you took the battery out and I can't track you.
You didn't expect people to open up the items and find the trackers inside, did you?
God, you think everybody's out to get you, dude?
No, you're the one putting a tracker in my
shit. I'm a fucking single goddamn fucking mother, and you think I'm going to fucking be tracking you to try to get some fucking stupid back?
Are you trying to find
a man?
What
did I even charge you for the item? What even is it?
Are you trying to find a man?
What is it?
You're like trying to track people and stalk
them? No, you're fucking, don't even, I have a boyfriend, dude.
Find yourself a boyfriend.
I have a goddamn boyfriend.
You just said you're single.
I have a fucking boyfriend.
You said you're single. Why'd you say you're single
then? I'm a single mom because my fucking sperm donor's a piece of shit. But yeah, I do have a goddamn boyfriend, dude.
You're not single if you got a boyfriend, idiot.
Okay, so dude, what the fuck is it that I sold you so I can kind of...
Nicole, I'm just not interested, okay? I'm not interested in you.
Okay. I don't want you, dude. I don't even know who the fuck you are. Why are you calling me? How did you even get my goddamn number?
It was written on the
fucking
tracker.
Fucking lose it, idiot.
It was written on the tracker. It was written on the tracker here. Okay. Ariola says sounds like there's a reason she's single. Man, what the fuck, YouTube? The day I do a live show, YouTube's erroring out. Mr. Big sent me a message. He said the chat's not working for him either. So that's good. I thought it was me. I thought my computer was freaking out again. I had some issues with that last week. Tried to play GTA last night, and it just loaded forever. Like, couldn't load GTA. I think I need to just wipe out my computer or something and start over. Sunday yard sale. No phone number. Last chance Sunday. Hey, there's a phone number. They got furniture, clothes, books, DVDs. Thanks, whoever gave me the tracking idea. I don't think that's what you had in mind, but it still worked out really well, Mr. Mixlr person. We got some books. Lots of books. We got clothes. You're on the air. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, I have nothing.
Okay. Good job. Thanks for calling in.
No, bad job. I know. I'm a failure.
What's your name?
John.
Oh, yeah, if Margaret picks up, you have to talk to Margaret. Maybe. I don't know. Do you want to do a yard sale call? Or do you want me to talk to her?
You can talk to her. I don't want to talk to Margaret. She sounds old.
What's your name? Oh, John. John, okay.
Yeah. John what?
No, you're a who.
No, my name's what?
Who?
W-H-O-T. What?
Who?
What?
Every time someone calls in...
Hey, you've reached Margaret. Leave a message.
Every time someone calls in, I don't get an answer. And it's your fault. I'm not getting an answer.
Hello?
Margaret.
What?
Geez, don't yell at me. I'm calling about the yard sale.
Yeah, cool. Okay. What you need?
Settle the fuck down, Margaret. I've got John on the phone with me.
Hey.
You've got who?
John. It's my partner, John.
I was a little embarrassed, so I needed Steve to talk for me, but now I feel strong enough to let you know that I really need to... do you have any butt plugs at your yard sale?
No, stop it, John.
No.
This is not the place. Margaret, we're coming over with the table. We're going to sell things in your driveway.
No, you're not.
Me and John are. No, we're going to have like an adult section. No. We're going to have... He's asking...
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. We're coming over. We're going to sell things. Oh. You and your butt plugs, John.
And we're gonna sell it for 50 cents a jar.
She hung up. Let me try her one more time. You're ruining everything with your damn butt plugs.
Hey, you've reached Margaret. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Thanks.
Okay, one more try for Margaret.
I'm gonna go. Hang up the phone, Ray.
Margaret, leave a message. I'll call
you hang it up. You hang it right up. Okay, I hung up on John because he stopped talking. That's the reason. That's the only reason. That was fun. Thanks for that, John. Man, Margaret just yelled at me. Like, just right off the bat. This one says estate sale, but I don't Oh, well, maybe it is. No, it's a indoor thing, and there's a bunch of old-looking stuff in it. I would be like, LOL, who died? Oh, okay, Neon, like Bjork. Neon wants me to ask if I can set up a face-painting table. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your estate sale.
Yeah,
you actually scared me when you responded just then. I jumped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all spooked now.
You get a lot of fake ones, huh?
No, I don't. Anyway, like, we're getting off topic here. So you're on Farmway Road?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come over and I'm setting up a face painting table.
Oh, you're on, let's see. Where are you doing your face painting?
Right in front of your house, in the driveway. Do you have room in the driveway?
Oh my gosh, this is a prank call.
No, I'm not a pranker. No. I'm an adult. I wouldn't make a prank call.
We're doing a sale. It's an estate sale.
Yeah. And so the people that come, like, do you have a lot of kids coming in? I'm going to paint their faces.
Oh, we're not looking to do any face painting, but if you are interested in doing that, you could come. Yeah, you could come to the complex, but you would have to talk to, I don't think the management is here today, so... I see people selling ice cream and all kinds of stuff to the kids.
No, I'm going to be...
So,
hey, I'll paint your face if you know what I mean.
No, thank you.
Anyway...
But if you do want to do that face painting, there will be a lot of people interested at the complex.
Oh, no, I'm going to come to the 22 road. I'm going to set up in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a huge complex. You can go ahead and come set up.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing a clown suit. I'm dressed as a clown. I'm going to paint faces.
Yeah, I know that you're probably meaning this as a joke.
No.
But honestly, that would make some good money if you did that for real.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm on my way.
All right.
I'm also going to be selling multi-level marketing. Oh, she hung up. Man, she out-weirded me. She wins. She won that call. But But now I'm like, I have to do this face painting thing before I end today's show. So I want to piss somebody off with the face painting idea of neons. Neon says I paint with my feet only.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, I'm calling about your yard sale thing.
Uh-huh.
It's still going on, right?
Yeah, it is. I was just going to start cleaning out. But okay. Mostly kids' clothes and some little kids' toys. Is that what you're looking for?
Cool. Well, no, I'm not looking for anything. I'm going to come over and I'm going to set up a table in the driveway. I'm going to do face painting and balloon animals.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
What?
I'm going to sell face painting for $5. I'm going to do balloon animals for $3.
Oh, that's nice of you, but we're actually just closing up.
No, you said it was still going on. I'm on my way. I'm in the car.
No, I said it was till noon.
What? No, it did not. It said starts at 8 a.m. It didn't say till...
Uh-huh, ends at noon.
Well, anyway, I'm going to just kind of be out there for a little while, whether or not you want to keep doing your thing. I'm going to do my thing. I'm just going to do balloon animals and face painting. But
no thanks.
Hey, I was wondering, like, I'm kind of high right now. Can you let me know if I'm talking too fast or being weird while I'm there?
No thanks. Please don't come here.
No, I'll be there. It's fine. I've got my own table.
No,
I've got my own.
No.
I've got my change. I've got ones. Ones or fives,
no.
I've got them.
No.
I'll sell them
no.
to you.
No. Is this a joke?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm a clown. I'm in a clown suit. Hello? Turn down your radio. Is this your first time calling into a show?
How does this... Who is this Brad?
Yeah, it's Brad. Who's this?
Lloyd. Oh my god, I love your show so much. It's so
cool. Oh, thanks, Mr. Biggs. Oh wait,
What?
Yeah, I have caller ID. I know who you are.
Fuck. All right, well,
I ruined that, didn't I?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Sorry.
I don't know why I'm calling you right now. I was told that I needed to, so I'm doing it. So can I ruin one of your calls by asking for butt plugs? Can I do that?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a new area right now. I'm looking for new garage sales to call. So yeah, just be a minute.
So can I listen to you looking for phone numbers to call?
Do you hear my mouse clicking?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. While you're doing that, I will get out my pad and I'll sketch you. I'll sketch it with charcoal. Okay.
Hey, you can do the sketches while I do balloon animals. Oh, look.
I love the face painting idea. That's so fucking good.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Face painting and balloon animals. Here's one.
At an estate sale.
Here's one that's titled Passed Away Sale.
They didn't know how to spell estate, so they just wrote, he done died sale.
It's Andy. You want to call Andy about his passed away sale?
Yeah, okay.
That sounds fun. I really don't want to do this, actually. Okay. I don't know.
No. Let me do it. Call him.
Okay, all right. Are you going to do sketches?
No, I'll do it.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Andy, please?
This is her.
Oh, hi, Andy. My name is Carl. I saw your ad about the passed away sale.
Yes,
I just wanted to... Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. I understand this is a tough time. I was curious, though. The items that you've got, do you have any larger items, any larger furniture items?
Well, actually, we do. We have, are you looking antique-y stuff, or what are you looking for that might be helpful? Like, I've got two wingback chairs, some nightstands.
Ooh.
I've got a 1930s tea cart. We've got a 1844 Schiffer robe. There's a table and chair set.
That's a lot of old stuff. Who died?
A secretary. My grandmother.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It sounds.
She was a family matriarch, so.
Oh,
there's
gosh.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
We also have a couple beds.
I don't want. No, beds are kind of gross. I'm mostly interested in old wood furniture, but it's totally a deal breaker if there's any spirit associated with it. She didn't die in the house, did she?
No. And I totally understand what you're saying. I don't know if you know, but we're Native American. I probably didn't even put that in the ad. So we're Native American. We cleanse everything. Yeah. So I totally get what you're saying.
Hey, ma'am.
Did you use sage, though? I mean, how did you do
sage,
the cleansing?
We use sage and sweet grass, and we have our eagle feathers. That's how we cleanse things.
Okay. Hey, ma'am.
So,
ma'am. Yes. Hey, this is Brad. I'm Carl's friend.
Yes,
sir. I'm a sir.
Oh, I was just saying yes.
You said yes, ma'am. Anyway, I'm going to be doing face painting while he's looking around.
Okay.
Do you have a driveway?
A driveway? Oh, you want to do face painting in our driveway?
Yeah, I'm setting up a table while he looks around.
Oh, I don't think my dad would be okay with that.
No, it's cool. I do balloon animals, too.
Yeah.
Did you tell her that you bring your own face paint? Tell her that you bring your own paint.
I bring my own face paint. I'm only charging $5 for a face paint.
Somebody wants us to help a face painting just in the driveway. Yeah, they called her about looking for old furniture. And.
Ma'am, you're being very rude. Oh, I ruined your call. Hello? Carl?
I'm only interested in the cart if it is clean. It's got to be clean.
She hung up. I'm going to call her right back.
I'm so bad at this. I can't do this.
I shouldn't have told her she's being rude.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Yeah, you ruined.
She called us. Wait, are you there?
Okay.
She called us both ma'ams, too.
It's all that feminine energy we got going on. It's pretty palpable.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, go do your show.
Get the fuck off of my show. One more face painting call before we end the show for the day. Holy shit, I've been on for 2 hours and 40 minutes. That can't be right. It's probably been a little bit less than that. What do you want, Anonymous? Oh, good. They hung up. I picked up for you, Anonymous, and you just hung up on me. I picked up. You've been trying to call for a while. I picked up. I gave you a chance to say mean things to me, Mr. Anonymous. Hello, Mr. Anonymous.
Bradley!
Hello.
How are you doing, Bradley?
Just great. How are you?
I'm okay.
How come you're anonymous?
I'm a real old-timer.
Why are you anonymous for?
Oh, because I don't want to display my name yet.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't do anything with it.
That's what you think.
No, I really wouldn't.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. I mean, I do have the feds watching me, so they'd have your phone number, so you don't want that.
Yeah, they're probably watching me, too.
Yeah. They're watching all of us.
We should just bring the old AT&T mainframe on the phone.
Yep, that's... I should do that. Yep, uh-huh.
No, I'll do it.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I should.
Bring it on.
Oh, boy. We're going to tear the pants off each other.
Names.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay, something's happening. I think I found a yard sale.
Oh,
AT&T. Oh, shit.
Well, it's an emergency. Hang up and dial 911.
Oh, I'm going to hang up and dial 911. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But I'm calling the next yard sale. Thank you, Anonymous, for bringing AT&T on the phone. Did he add me to a conference or something? I don't trust Anonymous people.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your yard sale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's still happening?
Yeah.
Still?
Yes.
All righty, then. I'm going to be over in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of people coming in?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I'm going to help bring them in. I'm dressed like a clown.
Okay.
I'm a clown. I'm dressed like a clown.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be doing face painting in your driveway. I'm going to set up a table. I'm going to do face painting. Ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm going to be doing face painting and balloon animals in your yard sale.
Where?
Like in your driveway. Like in your yard. I'm going to set up a table in your yard, and I'm going to do face painting.
Oh, you know,
I advertised it on my website already. It's too late. I'm coming. Like, you're going to get more...
What do you mean?
More people are going to show up to your yard sale, because I'll be there. I'm in a full clown suit.
Huh?
I've got a white face and
everything. Yeah, but you didn't ask me permission for that.
Yeah, but I already put it on my website. I already posted it on my Facebook. So people are on their way to come and get their face painted. And she hung up. Why'd she hang up on me? I didn't get to tell her about the balloon animals.
Your call has been forwarded to...
All right, she won't pick up. I just want to do, like... I want to get one more good face painting... call, or have I had any good face painting calls? Doesn't seem like I completely have. This is definitely something I want to do on a future show, is more face painting calls, because that's hilarious. I want to be a clown, do balloon animals, and maybe when I'm not doing face painting, I could sell multi-level marketing kits. If I can find another phone number, it's not looking good. Corbin wants me to do some parkour off of people's sale items. Okay. You'd think they'd welcome the promotion, you know? Like, how many yard sales have a clown out front doing balloon animals and face painting? All that stuff. It's a great idea. I'd be all for that. I can't believe we tried to do face painting at a passed away sale. Such jerks.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about your garage sale.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's still going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I'm a clown. I'm going to be dressed like a clown, and I'm going to set up a table. I'm going to do face painting and balloon animals out front.
You're kidding?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I do this at a lot of yard sales. It's a good way to get business, and it promotes the yard sales and stuff because people see a clown and they stop. And I do face painting for $5 and balloon animals for $3.
Okay.
Yep. And I sell multi-level marketing kits.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll have my own table. You don't have to help me at all. I'll be fine. I got a table and a chair and face painting stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So I should.
Okay, that's about the craziest thing I've ever heard. But
what? It's like people. The clowns are real, you know. Like I do birthday parties and stuff. I'm going to hand out business cards for my clown services.
Okay.
Like, why do you think clowns are weird? Like, you're making me feel like kind of weird about coming.
Oh no,
over.
No, it's. Yeah, it's just something that I've never heard before, and I was I'm taken a little aback. But.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Is there room? Like, is there room in your driveway or the yard for me to set?
Yeah, there is.
I just have a card table with all my paints and balloon animals on it.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll be right out there out front. So I'll probably get them to spend their money on me. I hope they have some left for you. They probably will.
Okay.
They'll bring more people in.
Okay.
Is it going to be cool if I use the bathroom occasionally? I have IBS.
No, I don't have a bathroom for commercial. So the bathroom would be my private bathroom.
Well, I'm not commercial. I'm just a person. I'm just a guy trying to make a living.
I know, but I have thousands of dollars worth of stuff in the back, and I'm just not letting somebody go back into the back my stuff.
Is this even a garage sale? This sounds like a store.
This is a store. Sales.
Oh, you put,
I
you put
do
it,
estate liquidation.
You put it in the garage sales. That's kind of dishonest.
Correct, because that's what I basically do. Is it's all garage sale stuff. It's an estate liquidation store.
Yeah, so you're just like a junk shop. You're not like it's not really a garage sale.
Well, it's
just,
not junk. Yeah. I'm not a thrift store. I am a high-end, mostly estate liquidation.
Oh, so this is extra dishonest then, because you put it in the garage sale section if it's high-end. Not really garage sale stuff.
Yeah, you'd have to come here to see it before you pass judgment. You know,
well, I don't even want to come in. I'm just gonna set up my table out front. Is it so? It's like it's a store. I can just set up right outside the front door.
Yeah, you know, I'd probably pass on this. This just seems really weird.
It's cool. It's fine. I'm just gonna sell balloon animals and face painting. What are you gonna kick a clown off of your property? That's you know, kids will see you doing that and they'll think you're bad. They're going to be like, that's the mean old man. That's the mean old man that runs the junk shop.
Yeah. Runs this, you know,
Sanford and Son Incorporated or whatever you call it there.
You know, you're quite abrasive for a clown.
Yeah, but I'll be all in character when I'm there. I'm on my way over now. I'm in the van. You're just being kind of a killjoy.
Yeah, well, it's just something I've never even heard before.
Of a clown? You've never heard of a face-painting clown that does birthday parties and stuff?
You know, I wonder if Trading Post is open. They're a thrift store right down the street.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm coming to your place. Are you going to come out and like give me a hard time like this when I'm out there at my table?
You know, I don't think this is going to work.
No, it's going to work. It'll be fine.
No, I don't think this is going to work.
Do you think, like, because I'm actually pretty high right now, can you let me know if I'm being weird, like, when I'm there?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't want you here at my store. Thank you very much.
I'll be there. I'm going to set up a table at the front door.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I'll have you trespassed off the property. No,
don't make me badmouth your business while I'm out there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I will. Like, if you're going to be an asshole to me,
I'll call the local sheriff's department if you show up.
I'll be an asshole to you if you're now. You're just being racist now because I'm a black clown.
This has got to be a joke.
Clowns don't joke.
Yeah, we'll call the sheriff's department if you show up here.
No, I'm allowed to show up. I'm a person just like anyone else. You can't be racist. There he goes. He was all for it. He just changed his mind as the call went on. I think we're about done today. I'm just looking at these last few. I'm not seeing any phone numbers. But holy shit, almost 3 hours. I didn't expect to be on this long. It was going to be like an hour and a half or something. I can't, Neon. There's like no more. There's nothing else. Here's Man Cave beer signs for Dad. It's just tons of beer signs. All right, this one has a phone number. I don't know. What should I do to this one? I don't think it's an actual yard sale. I think they're just selling beer signs for their man cave. These authentic pub mirror signs add a lively flair to the game watching partying atmosphere in your man cave. He'll love these authentic bar mirror signs. All right, Biggs wants me to come over and break the signs. It's for stress relief. Most of them are mirrors with beer logos on them.
Hello, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee, I'm coming over to buy the to buy the beer signs.
Awesome.
But
do you know which ones you'd like?
Yeah, well, I'm going to break them is the thing. It's just for stress relief. But can I break them?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, can I break them inside?
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid
is
about
this
the
joke.
No, I've got a lot of stress to deal with, and this is how I, you know, just something I do. So can I break them inside the house, though?
And to each their own.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, can I break them inside the house?
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I'm not kidding. But if you don't want me to break them inside the house, I'll break them out in the front lawn.
No, I think glass in the yard is not a good thing.
So in the driveway.
I think you're tripping.
No, in the driveway then? Because I've got a golf club. I'm just going to beat the crap out of them with a golf club.
Why don't you take them home and beat the crap out of them?
I don't want to, because then I'll have to clean it up.
Well, I don't want to clean it up either, Dew. I think you're tripping.
Dew. I ain't no Dew. No, I'm just going to come over and I'm just going to buy like maybe three of them. And I just want to break them. I just want to bash them in with the golf club. So I can't do it inside.
Okay, this has got to be a prank.
I'm not pranking, ma'am.
I know this is a prank.
You're stressing me out. I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk right now. But I'm going to come on over. Like, is right now good?
You know what? It just doesn't sound good. What's your name?
Brad.
What's your name?
Brad.
Brad?
Yeah.
Brad?
Yeah.
Brad?
I'm going to break him.
I think you should hang up.
No.
And go think about what you're asking, because it's just not reasonable.
No, I've done this before. People are fine with it. I'll just break it in the driveway and it'll be easy for you to sweep up. Do you have a paved driveway?
Yeah.
So it'll be easy to sweep it up.
I don't know. You know, I do believe if I talk this over with my husband, he would agree that it's just a little outlandish.
Put him on.
Out of the ordinary.
Put him on. I'll let him break one with me. If you give me a discount, I'll buy four of them. I'll let him buy one. I'll let him break one.
Okay. Club. How much money are we talking here?
I don't know. They're like $30 or so, $35.
Right.
I'll just buy like four of them, and your husband can help me break one of them in the driveway.
You know, this is just so something I'm just not used to, that it's kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Can you hold just a second? Yeah. I'm walking outside.
Yeah, okay. Put the man on the phone.
All right.
Okay, hi. Here's a guy that wants to buy beer signs. Like, he wants to break them.
Do you know what, Brad?
Yeah.
My husband says it just kind of goes against. Yeah, because he thinks he's just going to keep them. So.
Well, then you can sell. You can sell them again. You can just sell the frames. The frames are worth something. I'm just going to break the mirrors.
No, he says no. It just doesn't sound like a good thing.
How come he can't talk to me? Is he a pussy or something? Is he a pussy?
No.
Why can't you put him on?
He's right here, Brad.
Oh, hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife was being kind of mouthy to me. I was just going to come over and buy like three or four of your signs.
Bye, Brad.
All right. That's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm sorry, YouTube, that YouTube just completely broke in the middle of my show. It still shows that I am on YouTube and 141 people are currently watching on YouTube, but I guess a few people have made new chat room posts on there. Maybe it's back. Maybe it's working again. Let's see. No, it still says I can't go there. I can't go to the page that, you know, the admin page for the YouTubin. So yeah, sorry YouTube that everything broke, but thank God the Mixler still worked and the Shoutcast. I've had fun. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for all of the ideas. Thanks Neon Light Bjork for introducing us to face painting and balloon animals. I want to do more yard sale shows this summer than I've done in the past, because they're fun, and I'm definitely going to do some more clowns and face painting and balloon animals and multi-level marketing kits, whatever the fuck that is. Oh shit, did I just use up? All right, I wondered why people in the Mixler were posting my Shoutcast stream URL because Shoutcast only lets us do 3 hours per day of broadcasting, and I just used it all up. So yeah, I've now been YouTube is broken, and Mixler just kicked me off. Damn it! And I don't know. Probably Shoutcast is going to be next. So yeah, I should just end the show before things get worse. So thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully I'll do some more live shows for yard sales, maybe next weekend or something. Bye everyone.
Hey, I'm just calling from St. Louis. I'm wondering, what the hell's up with all these degenerates calling and leaving voicemails? You know, they seem like the kind of people who would run red lights or, you know, not put their turn signals on when they change lanes.
Just says the guy leaving the voicemail.
Degenerate folk, you know? And then I realized, you know, it's this drunken voicemail message you have, you know? People gotta wait through like 2 minutes of bullshit.
Okay, come fine. On, man. Fine.
You better than this, Brad.
I'll change
I
it.
I love you, though. It's okay.
I will do that soon. I'll change the voicemail to be very boring and to clearly instruct people to leave 30-second voicemails. Thanks for doing that, at least, Mr. St. Louis person.
Hey, Brad, it's Dr. Astronaut.
Hey.
I think that message isn't very funny. Good. And I know a lot of people are calling in and saying, oh, it's a really funny message.
That's the new topic.
But I don't think it's very funny. I just want
every single voicemail is the damn voicemail message. I'm going to switch it back to the old one.
Call and listen. And then it went on and on, and then I was like, oh, I gotta leave a message now because I just wasted all this time. So you had a weird side effect on me, man.
Yeah.
This would have been another hang-up. You wouldn't have had to play this message. But now here I am. I'm leaving you a message.
That's true.
To tell you.
All right, bye, Dr. Astronaut. That was like a minute-long message. I let you ramble through half of it.
Roy, this is Sunday Doug calling from the East Township. You did not purchase the timeshare.
Okay, fine. Yes. New voicemail message coming soon. As soon as I finish the show.
Hi, Brad. Matt, the manager here. Hey. I have no idea what the quality of my car sounds like, but I'm going to find out on next
sounds
week's
great.
Show.
Great.
So, I have a question for you. Between you and Mr. Biggs, why does Carol and Mr. Biggs. Why does Mr. Biggs sound like a legit, real voice, but Carol still has that slight tinny robotic sound?
I don't know.
Mr. Biggs sounds perfect. I believe he's a real person.
I think that in general, like, it's easy to fake your voice to go down.
Like, here's my voice lowered a bit.
And then here's Carol.
I think it just sounds better when you pitch it down instead of pitching it up. Or maybe he's just better at the settings. Maybe he doesn't lower his as much. Maybe it's just him doing the voice. Because he can kind of do the voice without the voice changer a little bit. Like, he probably just has to pitch it down a couple notches. But for Carol, I've got it pitched way up to sound like a female, which basically sounds more like a chipmunk than anything.
See, if I put it up just a little bit, well, it still sounds pretty shitty.
But then I go way up, it starts sounding weird.
But if I go down just a little bit, this sounds completely realistic, right?
But then I keep going down lower, and it just sounds like I'm calling about the ransom.
Not so much.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Biggs should make more prank phone calls. Mr. Biggs should be your manager. You know, whenever somebody asks for the manager, Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, well, he tried to make a prank call on today's show, and that lady was going on about getting rid of spirits with eagle feathers or whatever, and I just took over, completely interrupted him, ruined the call.
As always, an area code game. How about this one?
Oh, God.
Area code 919. Do you know where that is?
Yes, I do.
If you do, it's the horrible Piedmont's part of North Carolina. The worst part of North
Carolina. Well, I knew it was North Carolina. I didn't know it was Piedmont. I didn't know that Piedmont was bad. You've almost reached your minute limit, so I'm going to have to cut that one off. Thanks for calling in.
Roy, this is Jamie from Minnesota. I've never called or sent a message or anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, going around the neighborhoods, like fixing trees, you're like a regular Johnny Appleseed.
That's me.
You do that with a pot on your head and, like, bare feet?
I sure do.
See ya.
Okay, bye. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor. That's all.
Bad, you motherfucker. Your show is awesome.
Thanks.
I just was looking for a lawnmower belt, and I already found one, so I was looking for a cheaper one. I called Walmart, and nobody seemed to know what the heck was going on. It would be a funny deal. I know you hate this shit, but It'd be a funny deal if you called Walmart looking for a lawnmower belt. Apparently they don't carry them. They can special order them for you.
A lawnmower belt? Is that real? Lawnmowers don't have belts, do they?
And it's just a simple Sears Craftsman lawnmower.
Or is that the joke?
And it was a pretty funny story. You had to be there, man.
Okay, yeah, great story. Thanks.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey.
Okay, I love the voicemail. I was trying to click one the whole time, but it wouldn't go. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that we had a bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses or some fucking people from, like, a church trying to, like, come to my door and ask me a bunch of questions about Jesus and all
the nerve of them.
Anyway, they ended up parking their car, like, not too far from my house. And I remember that one video where you put, like, an I Heart Satan bumper sticker on their car.
Yeah.
So instead, I put one of the PLA logos on their car. So I hope they somehow connect it and find it and just find it super, super funny. But
I hope so,
I wanted some advice on what you would do next time. The next time a bunch of Jesus freaks come to my door and want to praise Jesus. What do you think I should tell them? Should I just appear naked? Should I just jerk off? I mean, I don't have a dick, but I could make something happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Bye, Gloria. Yeah, hell if I know. Just get some I Heart Satan bumper stickers ready at the door. That'd be better than a PLA symbol that nobody knows what it is. I have a sticker on my door that has a picture of a couple Bible people on it with the circle and red slash through them. And I have not had a Jesus person at my door since I did that. It's been awesome. I also have a camera at the door. So whenever I would see the Jesus people down there, I would just ignore them. Just let them knock.
Hey, Lamo! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Sippy and Dippy Morning Show.
I sure did.
On your favorite radio station, KPLA.
Yep, all right.
Hey, Brad. Hunter, first-time caller. I just want to say I like the show. My uncle showed it to me about a week ago. Or not a week ago, more like a month ago. I've listened to every show since.
Thanks.
Just drive back to college right now. And it's about 1:30 in the morning. Just wanted to say I love the show. All right, see ya.
Thanks, Hunter. I'm glad your uncle showed it to you. Usually when you hear that, that's not a good thing, but this time it was.
Hey, Brad, it's Chicken Boy. Hey. I just was going in to hear that message, and oh my gosh, that was beautiful. Anyways, that's it. I love you so much, honey, baby.
God damn it, Chicken Boy.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Hey, Brad, it's Stephen Ferroni. Okay.
Hey.
I'm phoning with a very, very quick suggestion for a quick
Hurry the fuck up.
Why don't you play your new voicemail introduction on the Snowplow show so that then everybody can stop calling and leaving you blank voicemails. Okay, see you later. Cactus.
Good idea. But I don't know, it's getting better, and I'm just going to change it to a boring one soon. So nah, people are just going to have to wonder what they missed, because I'm changing it today. The voicemail message is going to be very boring as soon as I finish this up, which I'm going to do right now. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. You'll be happy to know that we found out that YouTube is actually having problems today, so it was nothing that I did wrong. I guess they've just been having server issues today. On the one day that I decide to do a live show, and I just happened to put it on YouTube, YouTube freaks out and stops working. Thanks a lot, YouTube. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Chris J., Gobi, high school graduate, I Regret Jumping, and Jason B. Please support the show if you're able to. You can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.com/cactus, or newproject2.com/phonelosers. You get basically the same thing on any of those three sites, at least one extra show every week. That's the important thing, and then just sometimes other random miscellaneous things. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Nurse Hella! I don't want to battle you, but better believe that this shit is through. I'm the first female MC to step in this scene, if you know what I mean. I'm just that lead. You get all the credit for the work I've done, but I've been getting runs for a long time, hun. Making beats, slamming rhymes, playing shows for the dime, and now all this shit is up in my time. Now to appreciate your claim to my fame, all these nerds know that I never in game. It's the same, call me lame, just don't drop my name. You don't know me, I don't know you, you don't know me. I'm a surgeon with my lyrical explosion. Don't need you merging on the shit that I'm splurging. Don't need a nurse, I do surgeries on the daily. Smack in the face just cause I use melee. Back to the point of why I'm pissed. Sit down, lady, while you catch my gist. Check my archive file, been here for a while. When I lay tracks the first time, they are final. Been here so long, it's been this on vinyl. Been here so long, it's been this on vinyl. Been her so long, it's been a song vinyl. Been her so long, it's been a song vinyl. Nurse nursing her wounds all day. For my lyrical cuts with salt on the blade. On the nerdcore map where enemies get laid. Your motor skills have gone to waste. Grenades in your arm, bottle rifle in your face. You lost connection, game delayed. One, two, three, respawn. Now I bet you're thinking my level 99. Yeah, let's just say I stay nerdy all the time. High C says hell to the queen. Nurse, hello, the greatest female MC. Well, that's just fine. I know what's mine. All I know is that I came to rhyme. Not to be pretty or to be liked by boys. Or by message board news talking all that noise. It's your router. Work on your flow. And you're not a threat to anyone you know. Well, how about this? I'll call you a faggot. Cause I'm more lethal than Bluston Magic Donatella. Welcome to my show. But I'm the last one standing just to let you know. I'll rap about things that make your brain explode. Like video game technology and pissing off Bill Gates. Sipping on LMA, putting on your